stories at townhall.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Businesses have been ordered by the mayor of Jacksonville to have their employees work from home, if that's at all possible. And if they won't comply with that order, they could be fined and cited by the city fire marshal. Lenny Curry also said yesterday that if at-home work's not possible, those businesses have to keep people at least 6 feet away from each other to help stop spread of coronavirus. That virus has killed a person from Duval County, one of 50 from here who've been infected. Throughout Florida, there are now more than 1,200 positive cases, and Governor Ron DeSantis says he doesn't want to see that number go up as the result of people flying into the state from the metropolitan New York City area, so he's ordered that as soon as any plane from there lands here, everyone on that plane has to isolate themselves for 2 weeks, even if they live in Florida. Anyone who won't do that could wind up in jail. And due to the COVID-19 outbreak, there'll be no foreclosures nor evictions in Jacksonville for at least the next couple of weeks. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. 4 locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Since there's really no traffic going on right now, let me share something good that is happening. The Girl Scouts of Gateway Council have committed to donate over 20,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies for local hospital staff, first responders, and pharmacy staff, just to thank them for their extra hard work. If you see anything on the roads or hear anything good that's happening, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today and a high of 88. Tonight we'll see a few passing clouds and a low of 69, right now 68 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Market analysts predict gas could go as low as anywhere between $1.50 and $1.60 per gallon. Democrats hold up a coronavirus package relief bill. And Florida's tourism industry is ready to take a massive economic hit from the coronavirus shutdown.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up on 5 minutes after 8 a.m., I'll get to a lot of your emails coming up in just a little bit. ed@wbob.com. ed@wbob.com. And we'll continue on all the way with you to 9 a.m. All right, let's continue on with the news. Ed and Roger, the Democrats, Corona Relief Bill. Well, guess what? It was supported by, don't pot him up yet. I'll get to him in a moment. We'll get to Colonel Michael Waltz. But now it has been stalled because I guess maybe, well, they don't have enough things that they have slush that they want to put in when it comes to some of their progressive pork barrel ideas.
Stalemate overnight. Senate Democrats block the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus aid package, saying it has a slush fund for big business. Republicans warning their rivals are playing with fire as the economy tanks. Overnight, the new $2 trillion coronavirus aid package was blocked by Senate Democrats on Capitol Hill.
Republicans and Democrats remain at odds over spending.
At odds over spending. Here's former Congressman Jason Chaffetz up there talking about what some of these things are in the bill.
Lobbyists working overtime from K Street to make sure that they are feeding at the trough by piggybacking on a $1 to $2 trillion stimulus package. Every lobbyist you can possibly think of is calling their senator, working with that staffer, trying to inject their pet project into this massive thing that's going to get passed. It is despicable. I mean, you're seeing the worst of Congress, particularly Speaker Pelosi, and then tries to insert things that have absolutely nothing to do with the relief package. She wants to do things like change the emissions for airlines.
Yeah, how is changing the emissions for airlines going to provide economic opportunity? Let me read a little bit before I get to Colonel Waltz. Let me read a little bit what is in this bill requiring early voting, required same-day voter registration, provisions of official time for union collective bargaining, offset airline emissions. You ready for this one? Federal $15 hour minimum wage, permanent paid leave, retirement plans for community newspaper employees. Oh, that's probably my biggest beef. Some of you, well, I work for the Times Union, the Atlanta Sentinel. Hey, adapt. If you get laid off, go get another job. You don't need a bailout. Oh, yeah. How about that as well? The lone Republican of the Florida delegation to vote against one of these bills. Let me play for you a clip what he said just a couple weeks back. Colonel Michael Waltz, now, of course, Congressman Michael Waltz.
Vote for the $8 billion package supporting NIH, CDC, the Health and Human Services, things that were they're very focused on corona testing, vaccine, and other pieces. But this bill, Pete, I had some real concerns about. I wanted to see things like the payroll tax holiday that the president asked for, financing for these businesses to help.
All right, on our newsmaker line, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz, former U.S. Green Beret and the U.S. Army, now is a congressman. And I'm still trying to decide which title he likes better. But anyway, he's up in the North Florida Congressional 6. Listen, we've got an article, I think, coming out today or tomorrow at floridadaily.com, our winners and losers of the week. You're actually one of our winners. I'm not trying to place you against other Republicans, but for crying out loud, I'm glad you voted against one of those bills. And where have we gone with this, Colonel Waltz? We were talking by this administration a payroll tax cut. No longer are we bringing it up. Where is it right now?
Yeah, Ed, look, let me tell you, the bottom is falling out of the economy of our hospitality industry. People need help. They need a lifeline like yesterday, like last week. And Speaker Pelosi, this is the worst I've seen. She crammed through the bill that plussed up unemployment and Medicaid and all the things that she wanted in 24 hours. Then the Senate spent all last week bipartisan, both sides of the aisle, negotiating help for small businesses and for some of the industries that are being just hammered right now, like the airline industry. And she literally flew back in from San Francisco at the 11th hour and kicked the chessboard over. And now has introduced over a thousand page bill that lists all of the goodies that, I mean, my favorite is so the airline industry is completely tanking right now, and we're going to put carbon emissions from the Green New Deal on there. Businesses, small businesses are going out of business, zero revenue, no ability to pay their employees, and we're going to put a $15 minimum wage on there if they take help. All she's doing is incentivizing them to throw people on the unemployment rolls. It is truly incredible. And then my sad quote of the week is from the Democratic whip, who said this is an opportunity to reshape America in line with our vision. That's what he said to all of the Democrats in the House of Representatives. So I'm speechless how pissed off and frustrated I am. This is not the time for politics. This is the time to help our economy and to fight through what is a two-front war, Ed.
Yeah.
This is a war on the health side, and this is a war on the economic side. And our job is to help people, not inject our progressive vision, and use that as levers. If you take this help small business, then you basically have to become – I mean, the other one that you didn't read off was that any company that takes help and takes a loan to help their payroll, a third of their board has to be elected by the workers.
Right.
I mean, it almost is right out of a
Well, there's so much in the bill.
Playbook. Yeah.
And, right? And identity politics.
Right. And then it has to be in line with what they believe diversity should look like. So it's. Anyway, you get me fired up.
That's the whole
early
point.
In the morning.
So anyway,
yeah.
Well, but here, let me see. I'm looking at some of the other things in the bill. Colonel Michael Waltz, who is a congressman here in the North Florida District 6, is on our newsmaker. He comes on with us all the time, and I'm partial to him anyway. So this is what I don't get. I posted this on Facebook. I said, agree or disagree, because I call it both ways. I said, you know, the media didn't like President Trump slowing down, shutting down the government because of spending and other things out there. Maybe, even though he hasn't had a control on spending, but at least to cover some of the things with the wall, that was called slowing down, shutting down the economy as well. These guys right. on the other side hold up the economy, and everybody on Facebook is like, oh, they're out there looking for the average worker.
Yeah, look, and here it is. So I want to make the distinction, too. In 2008, you know, I mean, that was a bailout of an industry that was in trouble from a problem of its own making, right? The financial industry that they got out of control. And I'm a free market guy. They're out of control with greed. This isn't nobody did anything wrong here. These are businesses that are being forced by the government to shut down. And now for the government to then help, you're putting all of these caveats on the help that have to conform with the Democratic vision. And, the people being hurt the most, I talked to a hotel owner yesterday, he's about to lay off 2,500 people. The people being hurt the most are the maids, the receptionists, you know, the blue collar folks that, that the Democrats portend to want to help. This guy's desperate to keep them on his payroll so that he can come out of this. He doesn't want to put them on unemployment rolls, but that's what he's going to have to do because he's been waiting for 10 days for some of these financing. What we're talking about is financing here and liquidity for these businesses, and it's just beyond
frustrating. You know what ticks me off, Colonel?
I cannot believe she did this.
And I say this with guests around me, friends of mine. You know what really ticks me off on a business side? As a former economics reporter, I can't believe people, well, just give it 2 weeks and everything's going to bounce back. Tell that to the hotel worker you just brought up. They have to come up just to become zero, and they're still down around trying to get business loans. They still got to pay back. They still got to try to help out some of their employees. They're going to get laid off from their jobs, and yet the president's now coming out saying that the cure could be worse than the virus itself. And then yet we're talking about even some of my Republican friends are advocating shutting down everything for the next 2 to 3 weeks, knowing that it may be another 2 to 3 weeks after that. I like the article by the Wall Street Journal. By the way, here's a clip. Listen to Larry Kudlow, White House economic advisor. Listen to this.
Student loans, automobile loans, credit card loans, small business loans, money market loans, corporate bond. This is what will keep us whole while we hope and pray that the virus flattens out. We can't shut in the economy. The economic cost to individuals is just too great. So the cure can't be worse than the disease. And we're going to have to make some difficult trade-offs.
Now, here's the thing. We're going to have to make some difficult trade-offs. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, Colonel Michael Waltz. Again, we are talking with him. And here's the thing. I'm worried. I'm worried about the economy, but I'm worried about that it's unfortunate that, oh my word, the White House may have to cave into some of this in order to get a stimulus package done.
Well, look, Ed, this is a tension. And this is a difficulty with this thing. So, on the one hand, the number of cases in the United States have doubled since Friday, right? And the number of deaths are tracking Italy right now. This is why we have to get testing and screening out there so that we know who has it and we can isolate them without these draconian measures that just shuts down our entire economy. That's what you have to look at. Why Taiwan, Hong Kong, South Korea have managed to keep their economy going while also flattening the curve and keeping cases down, and that's because they have mass testing and mass screening. So if you go into a business, you go into an employer, you go into a movie theater, you have a wristband on showing you've been tested, and then they have screeners right there at the door. And I think that's how we're going to have to thread the needle, and right now we're buying time until we can get all of those pushed out. And the private sector we should have gone to the private sector sooner. CDC tried to develop its own test and didn't get it done on time. That's the solution of how we thread the needle between the economic tension and the health and the public health aspect of it.
Colonel Michael Waltz, congressman in the North Florida Congressional 6th District, is on our Newsmaker line. See, I have to agree with the Wall Street Journal. You're never going to stop a virus, and the epidemic's to stop fighting it if you're going to shut down business. I mean, look what's happening here in Florida, and this is what I'm getting at. We're told, well, the CDC says 2 weeks. Well, listen, I've got government officials here shutting down industries for 45 days. The school districts are 30. Nobody knows how long this is going to be. This cannot go on much longer, and the people in you own a company, I've owned a company. The people that do not sign the front of the checks when they're getting a paycheck, when they get laid off, are they going to sit back and go, I'm really concerned about my neighbor's health? Guess what? Only you will take care of your own back pocket.
Yeah, so and again, that's the tension. The fear there, the Italians took some of that approach, and then the fear there is it gets so out of control, it begins shutting down businesses anyway, and then it's a much worse situation. But that's what the White House, and I'm in regular touch with them, that's what they're wrestling with right now. So they're going to give it another week, and hopefully we will start to see our cases start to flatten out, or at least know where they're isolated in terms of the hot spots, and then you can begin relaxing in other places. But that's why, the Democrats are calling for nationwide this and nationwide that. That's why the president rightly is letting governors make those decisions, because Wyoming is having a very different experience than, say, New York City.
That's right.
So this is incredibly difficult, and everybody wants to throw bombs and grenades at the president. This is an incredible, difficult, fine line to walk between that economic piece and the public health piece. But you don't want to let the cases get so out of control that it ends up damaging the economy anyway. And then you have the worst of both.
But this is what I'm getting at. You're going to get sick. You're going to either catch the flu or a common cold. Sometimes that kills people. I wish it wouldn't. But the bottom line is when you look at it, that over 1,200 of those in Florida have tested, but only about 30 that have died. I'm not diminishing the deaths out there. But when you look at the numbers that's taking place, 31 million people contracted the flu last year. Almost 40,000 have died. If you get sick, I get it. We want to minimize the deaths. If we're going to sit back and try to minimize illness that's taken place, then my goodness, why don't we just shut down for everything then?
Right, but apparently, this one is, if you talk to the public health experts, which we are, it is far different in that we don't have any immunity. That's why they're calling it novel. It is new, and it is far more contagious. And if you look at the models that let it go out of control, and just let it run its course, you would be looking at three different cycles of this thing that could end up killing hundreds of thousands. And so I think those are the models that, were put in front of the president and put in front of us in Congress. And we had to, we couldn't just not take any action. It's just, where do we draw the line at this point? And the key is I just can't say it enough. We have to get tests out, and we have to get the screening materials out, so we know who to say, you can't come in this building, you can't come on this plane, you have to go home.
You know what the good thing about?
And we can start having isolated individual cases, right, not these kind of this sledgehammer to all of society. And that's what we have to get to in the next week.
By the way, are they going to let all 400 plus of you get back into your halls?
Well, I've publicly called on Speaker Pelosi to allow remote voting. I just don't. I don't see the sense in piling in a lot of, most of Congress is over 60, in piling everybody into planes from all over the country to come and, click a button, a yes or no. We can do that by proxy.
You know, the best part about the social distancing, I keep telling people on Facebook, guys, I'm not taking your calls, not on the air. I'm talking my buddies. I mean, I'm just practicing my social distancing. Yeah, some of you will catch the joke. Hey, listen, good to have you on. And anytime you want to come back on, let us know.
We'll do, Ed. We'll keep up the fight.
All right, brother.
Right now we need to get help out to our small businesses in these industries. This is just ridiculous.
I agree. Colonel Michael Waltz, good to have you on.
Yeah.
Good to have you on. Only problem is, even to get something passed today, it's not going to get out until the mid of April. By then, you're already in a depression. But we got to do it. By the way, we just had Lori McEwen on. She's with the APRN. She's got her the mobile medical. They're down in South Florida, seeing 200 patients a day, 85 and older. Guess how many contacts they've come in with the coronavirus? Zero. Zero. We need to find out where some of these people have been, and that's how you can contain a lot of that. 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Since there's really nothing going on in the traffic world, let me share something in the good news world. After realizing some students didn't have transportation to pick up free lunches from school, a group of teachers worked with Blessings in a Backpack to collect and deliver lunches to those students. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 88. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and a low of 69. Right now, 67 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwood's three stores, and Mayer's has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwood's, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start off spring on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville? To make room for Boger's new spring arrivals, they are clearing out their previous season shoes at discounted prices, which includes brands like Dansko, Naok, Vionic, and Earth Shoes. Plus, you can also save 25% off your entire purchase by simply mentioning this radio ad. Some restrictions apply. For over 60 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And with 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff, Boger's professionals can provide relief for most any type of foot problems. The Boger family would also like to congratulate Dennis Mansell on his recent retirement after logging almost 22 years of service with Boger Shoes. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Who doesn't like hearing it's all about you? At Thrasher Horn, while the coming week's events are postponed, it's still all about you. Thrasher Horn Center is built on striving for excellence and exceeding your expectations, and nothing is going to change that. It's also never too late to join and become a member. You can look forward to making exciting new memories with your family. The Thrasher Horn Center is looking forward to a bright future and a lineup of thrilling events. Visit online at thcenter.org for more information.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, going to get to you some of your emails here in a few moments. A lot of people weighing in at WBOB.com. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Two things. First, I want to know, did Pelosi fly on her private jet or did she come back on a broom?
Well, I don't know about that.
But no. But the thing is, they are delaying the recovering of this country with this virus. So in the meantime, why don't all the politicians zero out their campaign account and put it in a special fund for the coronavirus?
Yeah, that's a great point. If some of those people are going to impact... Deborah brought up a good point. And this is not... I don't want to take this as a personal... Some of you have been... Let me just read you what some of the emails have come in.
Okay.
All right, let me just kind of give you a plethora, if I can use that fancy term. Some of the emails coming in going, well, again, this is the email's words, not my words. Don't shoot the messenger if you don't like the message. I'm just telling you what the people are saying, the people. Some of you are saying that, well, maybe people like Michael Walsh. I mean, I got some emails from some Democrats. Michael Walsh should submit his $100,000 a year salary because he's not helping out the common folks by giving them Obama phones. I'm not making this up.
The common folks don't use Obama phones, but anyway.
So anyway, I mean, I'm getting more Democrats out there saying it's the Republicans that are the obstructionist. You know, giving too much to big corporations, not looking out for the middle guy. But some of you are saying, well, you know, as Deborah brought up, maybe some of the elected officials need to give back some of their pay. Some of you say, maybe if Lenny Curry is going to impose mandates of businesses being shut down. Governor, some of you are saying this to Governor Ron DeSantis, maybe they should pay for that. May I make a recommendation? Legally, if they shut it down, you should get recourse. Would you not agree, Raj?
Seems like that would be the fair thing to do. You know, it's not their fault the government told them your customers can't come and patronize you.
I mean, come on, let's be honest. Who created the recession? Your call's coming up next, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Since there's really nothing going on in the traffic world, let me share something in the good news world. After realizing some students didn't have transportation to pick up free lunches from school, a group of teachers worked with Blessings in a Backpack to collect and deliver lunches to those students. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today with a high of 88. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and a low of 69. Right now, 67 degrees.
Planning a trip but want to avoid the airlines? Fly private. on your next trip. Boomerang Air Charter has a cost per seat similar to business class and gives you your own private aircraft. Direct, nonstop service to more than 5,500 airports across the country. Avoid crowded airport terminals. Eliminate high-touch screenings at TSA checkpoints. Learn more about Boomerang Air Charter at flyboomerang.com. Fly Boomerang, out and back fast.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato of Lighthouse Retirement. We've been together now for more than 10 years on the radio, and I know this has you guys scared to death, but don't panic. Here's the plan. From now until the virus is cured, we're going to create daily podcasts that you can subscribe to for free by going to lighthouseretirement.com and clicking the radio show tab. Then just go to lighthouseretirement.com, complete the contact request form. I'll send you an invitation to register for our amazing Gemini private client portal as a guest. And for a limited time, you can receive my daily client updates and access to our private client and public service webinars. Because I know your advisor didn't call you today. And when this is over, you can consider becoming our next great client. Let's all pray for our president, and let's try and protect what we've worked so hard to build. Let's do this together.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up next, your phone calls, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. We got a lot of emails coming in as well at WBOB.com. Yeah, I was rough this morning because I don't like government officials shutting my industry down and shutting businesses down. Oh, then let's backdoor everybody with a bailout. Somehow that's going to make up my business lost. How? Some of you just don't know math, folks. But we're going to shut it down for 2 weeks so we can get the economy back. Once you turn it off, it does not come back on that quick. 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is expecting the U.S. economy to bounce back a lot quicker than some are predicting. President Trump says it's crucial to reopen the U.S. for business in a matter of weeks and not months, adding that a prolonged shutdown would be devastating. Dr. Deborah Brix, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, says the New York City region is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. Spend no meeting of the minds yet as a big money virus relief package remains stalled in a partisan standoff in the Senate. More negotiations on tap today. Some kind of compromise may surface by day's end. Just over 46,000 confirmed coronavirus cases now in the U.S. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 712 points, S&P futures 86 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police are still looking for answers in a shooting that took the life of a Jacksonville teenager. Inandi Whiteship was killed last Thursday on Portsmouth Avenue. A young man was wounded during that same incident. If you know anything about this, please call Crime Stoppers. Whiteship was 17. Anyone flying to anywhere in Florida from anywhere near New York City will have to separate themselves from everyone else for 2 weeks or risk being fined and jailed. Governor Ron DeSantis saying he made that executive order to help halt the spread of the coronavirus. More than 1,200 people have been infected statewide. There have been 50 cases in Duval County, including one death. 18 cases come from St. John's, and Clay County has had 8. You're not only welcome to work from home if you can, you must if you can. So says Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry. And if your boss won't let you, your workplace could be cited by the fire marshal and fined. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sport fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell Congress how much America's Everglades mean to you.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Since there's really nothing going on in the traffic world, let me share something in the good news world. After realizing some students didn't have transportation to pick up free lunches from school, a group of teachers worked with Blessings in a Backpack to collect and deliver lunches to those students. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 87, a few passing clouds tonight, and a low of 69. Currently, it's 67 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida's tourism industry is ready to take a massive economic hit from the coronavirus shutdown. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says employees who are able to work from home must do so starting today. And CVS, along with Publix, say they will be hiring.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
If we don't flatten the curve, which we're taking actions to flatten the curve right now, we could have a curfew, we could have a full shutdown.
That was Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. The mayor says there's no curfew, but employees able to work from home must do so. That was 35 minutes ago. It's in. The fix is in. It's an executive order from the mayor. He says anyone who can work from home is now mandated, and if you don't follow the order, you could face fines and citations from the fire marshal. By the way, we are broadcasting live from the TIAA Bankfield office, if you want to know where we're at, by the way. So anyway, I don't want
to... No, we can't. We have to be here.
Yeah, we have to be here. So here's my question. At 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600, how many of y'all support... You support the mayor doing this, right, Roger?
You know what?
Roger. You're on a consistency.
If they're able to work at home, yeah, I can't see why it would be a bad thing.
And why?
If they're able to get the same productivity done out of their home, yeah.
Why shouldn't they still be able to go into work? You and I don't have a corona. We're still showing up every
day. We're in separate studios, and we have been told by management to stay a certain distance from each other, too.
So. Yeah, but I still like coming in. I got to cut a commercial with you every morning at 3 feet away. Yeah. So my question is, how many of y'all support it? 904-831-0600. Governor Ron DeSantis isn't doing it. Maybe the governor's allowing the mayors to take hold of this.
Okay,
just maybe. So anyway, let's take some calls. Let's go to Doc. Hey, man, what's going on this morning?
Hey, guys. One of my friends called me. They were panicking that Trump said he wanted to reopen everything. Well, I explained to them, Trump is a 3D chess player. When he says he wants something, the Democrats and the media will go the extreme opposite. So by him saying he wants to reopen everything, it will force them to sign those stimulus, plans to say, hey, let's do a lockdown. We need to have the people locked down. Here's the money. So Trump is always thinking ahead and just having fun with the media and the liberal leaders.
Kind of interesting. I think, yeah, there's some verbiage. There's a couple of stories, Doc. What you're saying is that after the 15 days, that if the president doesn't, and Doc's got an interesting point here. If I may add on to it, Doc, if you give me a second.
Yeah.
What Doc's saying is that after 15 days, the president sits back and says, well, if we flatten it a little bit or we got slower increases in deaths, but the economy must come first. Now, the news media is all around this morning, Doc, saying that the president's encouraging more deaths if he goes down that policy, is what you're saying.
Now, trust me. I mean, the guy really knows what he's doing. He is so ahead of the media. These guys, they can't figure him out. Trump is always three steps ahead of them.
Here's the question. The president, this is what I'm getting at. The president has encouraged at least the airline industry not to do that. He hasn't called for a nationwide quarantine. But the problem that I think was happening is several of these governors that are in local mayors that are shutting down businesses, shutting them down. This isn't recession. This is depression. And it's going to get labeled as the Trump recession, which is very unfortunate. That's what I think is going to end up happening.
And you're right. But again, I agree with Roger. Like some people that can stay home, because some people who I work with like are going through chemo. Their immune system is down, so you don't need them around other people to get sick. And they're not like they're old, but their immune systems are down. So
right, but that's not everybody.
Right, of course it's not everybody, and we only have like less than a 1% death rate. But people are panicking, so it's part of their emotions, and of course, what they perceive, their perception is reality to them. So a lot of people are panicking out there.
Yeah. So, Doc, not everybody's like you, where we get to, you know, do our work out of a 4-acre beachfront home in Ponte Vedra, okay? So.
Thanks, brother.
Y'all all right, man. All right, take care. 904, yeah, again, we're broadcasting live from, where are we broadcasting live today? Jaguar Stadium.
Okay.
So anyways, at the 18th row, seat B. 904-83... Kind of, we're mandated to be here. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. I'm looking at this, a lot of emails coming in. Let me see. Email address, ed@wbob.com.
The reason the economy is falling as rapidly as we think it is because of the containment efforts that are being put into place. So state and local governments are going out and effectively shutting down large cities, shutting down the economies, particularly the service economy.
That's the Bank of America economist Michelle Meyer says the reason why you're in a recession now, possibly going to see a Great Depression, is because local and state governments are shutting down everything. So here is my question. Roger said, "Now let me. I'm going to allow you a little bit more maneuvering here."
Okay.
You say 14 or 15 days.
You know, I've been rethinking that after hearing the conversation with Michael Waltz, Congressman Waltz. If we can come up with a way we can wristband people who have already been screened and just let those people stay home, that makes more sense. I didn't realize we had that capability.
Hold on for a second. Okay. What about the people that choose not to be screened? And well, they could be walking around with
well,
it.
They won't be allowed into a building. This, according to Michael Waltz, they would be required to have that wristband on before they're allowed into different businesses.
So now that means how many people are going to have to go in and flood the system to be tested?
Well, if there's...
Do you know do you know what that does to the system? There isn't enough testing kits right now.
Well, if they do go through one building, they've got the wristband on. Now they've already been cleared to go through building A. That means that they're allowed to go through building B now. So
how did they get the wristband?
I don't know. Apparently, South Korean government has it set up where, you know, they've
South got... South Koreans got 300-plus million people?
I don't know what the population
is. I don't
know
what the population is either. Let me focus on Florida. How do you... That means everybody has to get tested, right?
If you go into one building, yeah, you've been tested, and that clears you to go
That's
to
not what
other.
I asked. Okay. Everybody, in order for you to go right. into a building, uh-huh. you have to be cleared, right?
According to what's going on, according to Michael Watson.
Okay, it doesn't yeah. matter what he says, yeah. what it's got to be cleared. Uh-huh. I'm asking you, how do you get cleared?
I'm not sure how the test works, but apparently you
Okay, Roger, how do you get cleared?
You,
simple answer. You get tested.
Yeah, you get tested, yeah.
There's enough testing kits. Number one. I understand what he's coming
from. There might be a different type of test where it's not as in-depth where they're looking for the virus under a microscope. They may be...
Do we have enough swabs?
They may be just testing temperatures. If you go through an infrared camera and it shows that you're warmer than a certain temperature, then you're...
But do we not have people that haven't shown the symptoms that have the coronavirus? And how are you going to find out then?
Maybe they have a temperature, though. But they have no.
Here's the thing. Okay. I can't keep working off of, this...
I'm just going by the conversation we heard from Michael
Waltz. Well, that's what he said. But he doesn't know exactly.
Well, let's do whatever they're doing in South Korea that would work better than
they may have already had enough for them. Evidently, we don't have enough for this in due time. So I can't work on, well, this may take place or this won't. And maybe somebody can correct me at 904-831-0600. If you're going to wear a wristband, does it not include you got to be tested? So if we got enough for all this, then it's fine. The problem is you're going to overwhelm the system out there. This is what we're being told by the Surgeon General. This is what we're being told, that people, they're going in getting tested, do not need to get tested. All right? That's how I perceive it as.
Thinking it through, the test that they're probably doing in South Korea is just a temperature test.
I don't care how they're... I got to worry about how they're doing
it
here.
But you're asking me what my personal opinion is, and then I'm gonna, I can only give you mine, not yours.
No, no, no. Mine's fact, okay?
Okay.
Yours is opinion. I'm just kidding. But what I'm saying is right. that what I'm saying is that
if you've gone
you
through
don't
some,
have whatever, enough testing
whatever
kits.
Whatever screening it is, I don't know if
what
it's...
What is the size of South Korea compared to the U.S.?
I believe that screening has to do with going through an infrared camera.
Do we have that capable?
Yeah, I think we probably do or close to it. Yeah.
So we can go through an infrared camera that can tell us whether or not we got the coronavirus.
Likely or not likely to have it, yeah.
Okay. Is that true? How many of y'all buy into that? I don't know if it's true or not. 904-831-0600. Paul, can you make some sense of this? Good morning.
Ed, yeah. So the screening process, it would help. It will not stomp out 100% of it because over 60% of the people that are infected are asymptomatic, think that they just have a head cold, don't even show a fever. The other issue with mass testing, A, we don't have enough kits, but B, you have to give the test at a specific moment of the infection.
Great point. Wow, talk about a backlog.
Well, not just the backlog, but if you don't give the test when there's enough virus to be picked up, you can be infected and it will give a negative result.
Interesting. No, I was thinking more of the mass. You said mass testing. I was thinking more of the boatload of people that will show up. That's what I was getting at.
No, I get that, but yeah. Think of it this way as well. Say you test 1 million people. And 500,000 of them were infected, but they were only 8 days into the incubation period. They're not going to show a positive result, but they're still infected.
Interesting. Interesting on that. And here's the thing. Just because a congressman alludes to it doesn't make it right. And I'm a big – Michael Waltz is a dear friend of mine. He was just suggesting this is what he's understanding. Doesn't make it right. Folks, just because your congressman, your government tells you the way it is, don't buy into it, okay? And I'm not putting down Colonel Waltz, Paul. I'm just saying is that I had members of the Obama CDC telling me there was a gun epidemic out there. We need to lower the possession of guns and we'll lower murders out there. They weren't correct on that. You know?
Yeah, more times than not, we've proven that when you increase the number of guns that are purchased legally, that crime actually goes down.
Yeah. So, but all right, Paul, I appreciate it. I mean, the point that I'm getting at, I don't care how everybody else is doing it. I mean, I would like to learn something from it. We already know what we need to do. If there's not enough testing kits, you can't have mass testing millions of people in Northeast Florida, in Central Florida. You just can't have it. Remember, not every county has the coronavirus. If you were going to shut things down, why don't you do it regionally? Instead of doing it statewide. Put a quarantine on Miami. Of course, I would put a quarantine on them no matter what because it's South Florida.
Right.
But I kid. But it's West Palm, Miami-Dade, and Broward. It's over 50%. 60% of the cases nationwide, Washington State, California, and New York. But yet, instead of quarantine them, we're talking about we need to quarantine the rest of the country.
No, they are quarantined, though.
Really?
Yeah, New York, California, and Washington.
How are they quarantined?
I think they have stay-at-home orders, unless they have...
Not everybody's abiding by stay-at-home orders. There isn't enough police to... I'm just trying to tell you, things will get out. Prohibition didn't stop alcohol. All right? People still found... And I'm not saying I made it right. I'm just saying when somebody breaks... It's going to happen, but it doesn't mean you should, you know, maybe relieve most of it, what you may need to do to conquer a law or pass something that may want to put down a usage of something that's illegal. No, you want to stop it. But the question is, shutting down businesses, folks. We are inconsistent all over the map here. We've got government officials in the state of Florida, which have their own health directors, by the way, that are saying, well, schools need to be shut down for 45 to 50 days. I've got the CDC telling me it's going to be 2 weeks. I've got other people telling me, well, it could be 30. Then my question that I'm going to ask one more time, and I'll put Roger on the spot, because Roger and I have a big difference on this, but that's fine. How many weeks? Go ahead and put them on hold. How many weeks should we quarantine everybody? Is it 2 weeks?
If we do a quarantine, it 2 weeks would kill the virus, and the people who were infected, they wouldn't have any contact with each other, would include those who don't know they're infected. Yeah.
Okay. But why are other health government officials telling the schools that they may want to stay closed for 45 days?
Because people are not, they'll be out in the population with others who are not quarantined.
You just told me 2 weeks was going to shut down everybody.
Right. That's everyone. If everyone stays home, and not just the kids, but if everyone stays home, no one is exposed to it because everyone's in their home, except you're the first responders and that kind of thing.
And is it realistic? Home, is it realistic everybody's going to quarantine themselves? Never. It's never happened. How many people do you know don't leave when they're told to evacuate from a hurricane? They never leave. A lot of them always stay in.
Some do stay, yeah.
A lot stay in. Trust me, I've covered these. A lot stay in. And they're stubborn, by the way. I'll admit that. But then again, they don't want to get looted or robbed. 904-831-0600. Your calls are up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
95 northbound at Myrtle Avenue, the right lane is blocked, and stop-and-go traffic is backed up to the Fuller Warren Bridge. Add an extra 6 minutes. And if you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening right now, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 87, a few passing clouds tonight, and a low of 69. Currently, it's 67 degrees. Tired of COVID-19? Social distancing got you down? Hangar Bay Cafe has the solution. Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is accepting online orders at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Or call for pickup or curbside service 247-3301. 247-3301. Fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida, along with ramen, seafood, and more. Hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or delivery or 247-3301 for pickup or curbside service. Hi, this is Roger, and I want to take just a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. The Salem Center offers shared conference room space and other office amenities. Just call our leasing manager at 861-0440, 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. Call 861-0440.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. Please note, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, many of these events have been canceled or postponed. Please verify prior to your attending.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Jesse. Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I would like to bring this information to everybody so the health people reach it. I am from Cuba. I do have family that are professional on the health system of Cuba. They have informed me that they have to come out, not with a cure, but with a form that they will diminish the virus based on the interferon alpha 2B. They have added another compound, and they have been proved in China. They have eliminate the virus in China for over 1,500 people. So everybody is trying to test over here. It's fine, but they need to reach the health minister in Cuba. And it's nothing to lose, you know. Just bring this war out that they have a supply of this. They can order the supply from the Cuba minister, and that will help us.
All right. So let me see. Cuba. Let me see. All right. Find out some information if you can on that. I don't know about that, but I'm always open. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. Hey, gentlemen, I think that if we start floating the idea that the general election is going to be canceled or postponed due to this emergency that we're under, you'll have Nasty Nancy and the rest of the Dems cleaning the floor of the White House and cleaning the bathrooms. They'll be on their knees doing whatever Trump wants done.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I've heard that. Brad brings an interesting point. Yeah. That's a big rumor going around. They're going to just cancel the election.
We have to keep Trump in for another 4 years without an election. They'd freak out.
That was kind of interesting on that one. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Good morning. What's going on?
Morning. Oh, not much. Hey, I Roger says 2 weeks. That's an incubation period. Most people don't show symptoms. That virus itself lasts longer than that. You could quarantine down the whole country for 2 weeks. That wouldn't kill the stuff. That would just be the ones that are going to show symptoms may show by then. So the quarantine is not if you show symptoms or, get tested. If you don't show symptoms, there's no way to, blindly go about this thing. You can't do a quarantine and, okay, everybody stay here and we'll let the thing die out. You could wait for years for that.
But you did say that people would show symptoms in 2 weeks. Am I correct?
No. I said that people that are going to show symptoms will show symptoms in 2 weeks. You can be a carrier and not ever show symptoms.
I see.
Yeah. And you could carry it, have it, get sick for a few days, but you're in quarantine, but you're a little bit better afterwards. Mm-hmm. Well, then I've seen these interviews on TV, not YouTube, they've been on YouTube. These people are getting sick for a couple of days. Hey, man, it was bad. But we've had things like that with the flu. These people are able to bounce back. Folks, not everybody has the same type of body functions. Not everybody has the same type of DNA. Not everybody has the same type of looks, thank goodness. And the bottom line is that somehow and sometimes when you have an influenza hit your body, may have a different effect on somebody else.
That's true. And there are other risk factors, like smokers, for example, are really
getting point. By the way, it's hitting Italy with all the smoking and the elderly industry out there.
Maybe lock in all the smokers. No, I'm being funny.
clean the air. That's right. Clean air. You know what? Some of you have been emailing. Some of the people on the left have been emailing me this morning. If we lock up all those big CE, if we could shut down JEA and FPL, we'll have clean air in the environment. That'll help out.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you what's been emailed to me. 54 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
95 northbound at Myrtle Avenue, the right lane is blocked, and stop-and-go traffic is backed up to the Fuller Warren Bridge. Add an extra 6 minutes. And if you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening right now, give us a call, 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 87, a few passing clouds tonight, and a low of 69. Currently, it's 67 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The Senate over the weekend was unable to reach an agreement on a coronavirus aid package. Want to know why? Democrats thought it gave too much help to corporations, their regular boogeyman. Corporations, of course, hire people. They're now laying them off. The people need help. Democrats won't give them any. I've tried to avoid conspiracy theories because they're so often wrong, but Democrats hate this president so much, I think a case can be made they would willingly destroy the economy just to get him out of office. If you read some of the hatred I read on liberal blogs and the rhetorical virus coming from the left, you would feel the same way. Whatever happened to patriotism first? Whatever happened to "we're all in this together"? Gone with a political wind, apparently. We can argue over many things, and we do, but saving the country by fighting and defeating this virus and the consequences to the stock market and the economy ought not to be a point of argument. We are in great danger, and playing politics is a losing game, even for Democrats, who will deserve to lose in November if they keep treating this as a game. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. We've helped many first-time investors move their IRAs into gold using our easy three-step process. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
We will be helping the airline industry. We will be helping the cruise ship industry. We probably will be helping the hotel industry. We'll probably be where jobs are created. You don't want to lose industries like this.
So the Democrats say they won't get on board. These big CEOs shouldn't have buybacks. Hey, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the buybacks. They kind of inflate the price of a stock. Of course, that could benefit a lot of you out there that want to make a little money off the market or certain stock.
Cause your portfolio to go back up, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. By the way, Ed, I think the market's going to continue to take a hit, especially after Pelosi and Trump and these guys. I mean, listen, whether or not they pass a stimulus bill, I think if this thing flattens out and they sit back and go, hey, we got more people infected, but less deaths out there. I think people, and we start opening up, we start being positive, we stop telling people stop living their lives. For crying out loud.
What do you think it will take to get Florida back to work? That's the question.
People like Roger and all the hundreds of you that support Roger's views of shutting down businesses. That's a great question.
People stop getting sick.
I mean, I think you're right. And the positive attitude by the media. What's the point of sending people money if they got nowhere to spend it? Well, that's what I'm saying, man. If Amazon's not going to deliver certain things.
Yes, they are.
Some things, yes. Mm. They ain't delivering to somebody's rest homes. I can tell you what some of the coronavirus is at, unfortunately. Leave it at the door. We got to leave it at the door right now. Thankful to God every day for the show. We are coronavirus free. We practice what we preach. Always look forward to seeing you. Always email me throughout the day. I always enjoy talking to you. Ed@wbob.com. Roger, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.